before his glory. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, and dominion, both now and forever.
Listening to 91.3 FM WTSR in Trenton, your home for music, news, and community information, a broadcast service of the College of New Jersey and the School of the Arts and Communication. Join us weekdays from midnight to 6 p.m. for alternative music, or evenings and weekends for a variety of specialty shows. We are interested in what you think. We are on the web at www.wtsr.org, and you can reach us at wtsr@tcnj.edu. Open your mind.
Hey man, it's your boy Do It All, Lords of the Underground.
Hey, this is Tracy Bonham.
It's your man Fife Diggy Tribe Called Quest.
This is Derek McKenzie from Jamiroquai.
This is Ingrid Michaelson.
Hi, it's Anya Marina.
This is Blue from the UK.
Hi kids, I'm Huey from the Fun Loving Criminals, and you listen to Electric Eclectic.
To Electric Eclectic.
I'm with my girl Sam. I'm with Ryan.
Big shout out to Ryan and Samantha.
From Folktronica to trip hop to old school hip hop, we have it all. So join Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Samantha. Every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. till noon, only right here.
91.3
WTSR.
Trenton, New Jersey, baby. That's how it's going down. Lords of the Underground.
Here it is, baby Paul.
Won't be taking my funds. Sitting home, I won't be waiting for it on cable. Instead, I'm making a brand new song, able to rock the funky tracks. And after I'm done, time for relaxing. Roll up the guns. Granny says, mind, the juice is overflowing, so I dab it with a sponge. When we play, we love the hotties. They start leaking like a faucet. Make like a salad and toss it around and around and around and around to the funky uptown.
Grab a funky uptown, and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SB. Grab a funky uptown, and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SB. Grab a funky uptown, and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SB. Grab a funky uptown, and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SB.
Hold your horses.
Wait a minute.
It's time for Mr. Law to get in it like Bennett. I bet you're saying, damn, he fucked my head up. Crusaders, Mr. Law, come exact on the setup. I flip, flop, hip, hop, and rip, shop, with Razzie, and of course, Donna's. Whoops, I'm a dynastic.
I forgive you.
Strictly 609ers, no respect to. I sport a hoodie, but yo, I'm not a hood. My name's not Woody, but I be picking wood. Lyrics are swollen, injected with steroids. You must be on a bathtub like a fan of Pink Floyd. One Crusader, two Crusaders, three Crusaders more. If you're sleeping too hard, you're bound to snore. Sporting freestyles like a yuppie wearing all eyes. Laying more punani like a Mason lace tie. You must admit it, you love the way I'm doing it. Pick up the mic on the track and ruin it. Your pants to those who surround the stage when I throw down. And grab a funky uptown.
Grab a funky uptown, and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SB. Grab a funky uptown, and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SB. Grab a funky uptown, and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SB.
You know just how we feel. We're crusading for real, and you just can't stop it. You know just how we feel. We're crusading for real, and you just can't stop it.
Grab a
hey, 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 yes for horses. I jump through the obstacle courses. Knock and rip the faders, skin the gator, rip the fader. Go, 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 a crusader. Vice, take my advice, no pain, no gain. Inject your bald head with a dose of Rogaine and start worrying about the misconceptions of monotidal. Fishy Cortez, Max and Gil, douche. As I get loose and do the Silverman Lynch, mum with my moniker, play my yard manica, it's a cinch. And blow the trumpets, blow them, I say. Sitting behind your desk, you do this each and every day. Riding the jockstrap, riding the Bozak. This is the industry diss, so get the hell back. Soon you will discover that Nas is not a brother, but that never stopped me from being an uptown lover.
Grab a funky uptown and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SP. Grab a funky uptown and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SP. Grab a funky uptown and I'll show you a brother. Tapping it hard on the SP.
There are moments when you think about what defined you. Mine was the moment when the doctor said, autism.
There is no game plan. No one tells you what to do.
Parents are expected to have all the answers. But when your child has autism, there are few answers to be had. That's why families across the country have come together to give researchers the insight only they can provide.
Maybe it's one simple component that we all share. Bring about a change.
Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
I was standing out in a field, and I had this huge satellite dish sticking out of my butt. And then there was hundreds of cows and aliens. And then I went up on the ship, and Scott Baio gave me pink eye.
So it goes without saying that I'm hooked on you. And by now, I'm out of my mind with this self-abuse. I guess I should've looked out for myself. I guess that I could've found someone else. But I never met anyone whose loving made me so damn crazy. Every little thing that you do, every single word you say, every time you're looking away, I'm begging for more of you. I'm begging for more of you. You're a door I can't close when I'm running late. When I see you, I know that I'm tempting fate. I guess that I should move on with my life, 'cause the state that I'm in is just not right. And I never met anyone whose loving made me so damn crazy. Every little thing that you do, every single word you say, every time you're looking away, you got me begging for more of you, more of you. Every time I'm ready to go, every time I think I'm back in control, something gets a hold of my soul, and I'll be begging for more of you, more of you.
Now I don't know where to go. Should I put an end to this show? But it's out of my hands, 'cause I'm at your command. So what else can I do but get some more of you?
91.3 WTSR, open your mind. It's 9:09, 34 degrees outside. You're listening to Electric Eclectic. My name is Ryan McClelland. I am your DJ, joined by super producer Jeff Stewart.
Yo.
We got a great, great, great program ahead of us today.
It's going to be awesome.
My headphones are all scratchy.
Yeah, mine too.
Yours too?
It's kind of loud.
It's kind of loud. Well, I just turned it up because all I hear is like, it sounds like me talking like, kind of like Shockwave from Transformers, but a little less Laserbeak, Eject, Ravage.
You have to talk like that all day. That's
coming up next.
Exactly.
Mozella. Yeah, that was Mozella. Before that, Crusaders for Real Hip Hop. I've been loving, like, rediscovering some of this old Trenton rap that's just been sitting, like, in its cases at my house.
In the basement. Next to the old Playboys.
And I'm just enjoying, you know, now that I'm, like, talking to a lot of these people again in Trenton. And, you know, it's just nice to kind of rediscover some of the Trenton roots.
Right. Well, you know, everybody knows Jay-Z came from Trenton, you know.
Well, not everybody knows.
Well, now everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Trenton makes, man. There's a lot of music, art, you know, that comes out of Trenton that no one knows about.
We should get Patrick Pierre down here.
Yeah. Let's get Patrick Pierre down here.
You don't like Patrick Pierre?
I consider him my nemesis.
Why?
Because I need a nemesis.
You need a nemesis.
Yeah.
So Patrick Pierre is your nemesis.
I need a filmmaking nemesis.
Even though he doesn't know he's your nemesis.
Hey, that's okay.
We could bring him down here. We could dress him up like Lex Luthor. He could walk in with like bodyguards and...
Wait, no, I'm Lex Luthor.
Oh, so he's Superman? You're the bad guy?
Yeah. The bad guys have so much more fun.
Patrick Pierre, if you don't know, filmed a movie about 2-3 years ago here in Trenton called The City Is Mine.
All joking aside, it was a... For what it was, for like what he did, it was a good film.
Yes.
You know, he did it for what, $5,000, spent 3 months on it and stuff like that, filming all around Trenton. And it, you know, it looks like a real film. It plays like a real film.
The only thing I didn't like about it, there's one sound effect where like when he hits the guy, it's like, and it sounds like from a video game.
Right.
And that was out of the whole movie. That's my one sound effect. I'm like, oh, that was corny. The rest of the film was great.
Yeah.
And it got picked up for national release. So you can go to like Best Buy and pick up The City Is Mine. It's a great film. Filmed right in Trenton. They filmed at Stevie T's, the strip club on Holman Avenue.
The worst strip club in the history of worst strip clubs.
Yeah. I have a story. We could probably tell them on the air too. We're not going to tell them today. Maybe we'll tell them.
Maybe we should tell them today.
All right. Well, we got time. But we do have today, 11 o'clock, right here on the program, the directors of Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Mother effer.
Exactly.
Perhaps one of the finest examples of low-budget horror movie making ever.
Right.
They will be here on the program. They're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and hopefully Thanksgiving in Space, the sequel.
Is it really going to be in space? Did they really say that?
They said it in the movie at the end.
Right.
I doubt that they're going to make it, but if they do make it...
I will help produce that. I will get some money for those guys.
I will help be like dead guy number three. But Thanksgiving, if you didn't watch it, we gave you a week.
You still have, it's only an hour, so you still have time to watch it before 11 o'clock.
That's true. If you have Netflix, go on your instant queue and look, you know, watch Thanksgiving. It's 66 minutes long. So, right between now and 11 o'clock, you have time. And it's going to be the best 66 minutes of your life.
It is absolutely hilarious.
We also have Cookie Jen is coming in today.
Cookie Jen!
And we're going to do a little skit.
Yes.
Should we tell them about it or just surprise it? Surprise. Sorry, Jeff is a
secret agent, man.
That's right. So that's our program for today. I also would like to announce, and we'll be talking about this several times throughout the program, Sean Love, another Trenton rapper, will be in here next week in studio. Sean grew up around Trenton rap. His father actually owned a recording studio.
Really?
In Trenton. So, you know, back in like the late 80s, early 90s, when Poor Righteous Teachers were coming up and Tony D and all these people were recording, he was right there. And he grew up around these guys. And he started learning how to rap then. He released his first indie album in 93, his first real release in 97. And, you know, he has more stories than anything. He's not really coming in to promote. He has an album dropping in July. So he'll be back. We invited him back already, even before, like, come back twice.
You think he'll freestyle for us?
He might.
All right.
He might. He's a cool cat. He's a big gamer. All big right. gamer.
Big up to gamers.
So I was like, yeah, we can just talk about video games for an hour.
Yeah, well, how is that different than any other show we do?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Not really sure.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Scott Pilgrim trailer.
We do have to talk about the Scott Pilgrim trailer. And I have another whole diatribe that will probably, we'll you know, play some music and I'll come back and we'll release my diatribe.
Okay.
We'll talk about Scott Pilgrim. That was an excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent trailer.
Yeah, I mean, that is a comic book movie. That is with the, yeah.
The whamming.
The wham, the pow.
Player smack. One wins. We'll put it up on our Facebook
okay.
as well. We'll put a link up. So if you haven't watched it yet, you can watch it. If you have a request, 609-771-2554. Again, 609-771-2554. That is our request line. Hit us up if you want to hear something. I have a great New Zealand artist coming up next. Her name is Jin Wigmore with a great song called Oh My. 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
So
WTSR is proud to announce our co-sponsorship in Dance Dance Solution, a fundraiser for Haitian relief efforts. On Sunday, April 11th, from noon to 10 p.m. in the Student Center Food Court, Cub, Delta Zeta, Kappa Delta, and WTSR will be hosting a dance marathon. All proceeds will go to Haiti Relief, and there will be prizes from Barnes & Noble and Liquid Lightning Energy Drink. For more information on how to register or make a donation, visit the TCNJ Student Activities website or check out the TCNJ Here for Haiti group on Facebook. This message is brought to you by 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind.
Heart to my face and call.
Duran Duran 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. Good morning. It's 9:24. It's currently 33 degrees outside.
Effing cold.
Is that what it is?
Effing cold.
You're listening to Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Jeff.
You.
We have a great show for you today. The directors of Thanksgiving, the most amazing low-budget horror movie ever produced ever, about a 500-year-old talking, horny killer turkey.
Yes.
Stalking a bunch of college kids.
Four college kids.
They will be on the program today, 11 o'clock, live here on 91.3 WTSR.
Is it pirate today? I didn't get that memo.
Why not? I'm wearing my eye patch and I have my peg leg.
I just thought you got into a car accident or something like that. I wasn't going to say anything.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. Before that, we had Jin Wigmore, who is a very beautiful, very talented New Zealand artist.
Well, she's from New Zealand. Aren't they all? Aren't they all pretty?
No! What? You ever see Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I've seen Lord of the Rings.
And you remember when they're in Hobbiton? And all the ugly people.
I thought it was called the Shire, but all right.
Whatever.
Hobbiton.
The Shire. Remember all the ugly people and they all look nasty? That's what New Zealand people actually look like. They just kind of were like, hey, you want to be in a movie? They didn't add no wigs or no costumes. That's how people dress. They just kind of rounded them up and like, you're in a movie. Act surprised. There's fireworks. Ooh.
Wow. So I guess those tickets to New Zealand I bought for us for your birthday, I should take those back then, huh?
We don't have to. I mean, I'm not going looking for a woman. I already have a woman.
I'm just saying.
If you already have a woman. We can go there and mock people.
But they're, you know, that's the island of lost toys for an island that was built for all of Europe's criminals.
Here's what happened. Okay. They sent all the criminals from, like, England to Australia.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
Then they said, okay, we're here. All the ugly people, we're going to move to New Zealand. And they moved all the ugly people to New Zealand, so it was all beautiful criminals. And all the ugly criminals, New Zealand.
Wow.
It's the truth.
It's the truth?
It is the truth.
I got to check New Zealand's wiki page.
All right. They announced yesterday.
Yes.
They are raising ticket prices at movie theaters. The adult ticket price.
What?
3D ticket prices. IMAX ticket prices. Everything's being raised by like 5 to 8%.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to call this the Avatar effect because so many people went to go see Avatar in 3D and IMAX 3D. It made $6 billion. And they said, hey, we need to charge more for 3D anyways. Let's charge more because we have all these great 3D movies coming down pipe.
They don't have great 3D movies coming out.
Let's say Alice in Wonderland. They did not shoot Alice in Wonderland in 3D.
No, they did it in post. Why it looked stupid. The 3D did not work for that movie.
No. It did not. Avatar, it looked wonderful, but he spent like 10 years building cameras.
Right. He shot the thing for 3D. He shot it with two cameras, you know, like side by side so you get the stereo effect. But so they're going to charge me more for their regular crappy movies. And then even more for their
crappy movies in 3D.
Crappy movies in like fake 3D.
And then even more for the IMAX and or Fake Max. In 3D.
Right.
So it makes me mad. First of all, I think the caliber of films has gone way down.
You think?
Yeah.
You think? I mean, really?
Even some of the great movies are just like, you know, and I think that maybe they're just decent, but because most of the stuff being produced is crap.
Right.
It just makes decent movies seem even better.
If you're the smartest kid in the slow class, you're still in the slow class.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Let's say, you know, I'm taking Lauren, my wife, to the movies.
Right.
Something comes out. Let's just call it a library. The movie Library's coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
They've optioned my book?
Lauren's going, hey, let's go see Library. Okay. Adult ticket prices already were like $10.50 at, let's say, AMC.
Right.
So if they're raising it up, what's it going to cost? $12? So, me and Lauren go, it's $12 a person. I fork out $24. Lauren goes, I want popcorn and a soda. It's reasonable.
Right.
Seriously, that's about $8. So, it's like about $32 altogether just to go see a movie.
Yeah.
Now, you could take the $32 and go to Movie Stop.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk in, take $15, and say, I want a reserve library on DVD. The movie just came out today in theaters. You can go to MovieStop, put $15 down, and be like, it's just for library. Take your other $17 and go through their collection. There's like buy three, get one free on used DVDs. You could literally walk out with four movies you haven't seen for that price of like $17, having already put $15 down on library. So you have to wait 3 months. Is it really that long of a wait, 3 months? I mean, if you're dying to see the movie, it's one thing. But if you're going to the movies, right, you could literally walk out with four DVDs from MovieStop and have it reserved rather than go to the movies.
Well, here's my thing. With the internet and everything like that, with Netflix Instant Stream on Xbox, PlayStation 3, you know, there's no reason for me to pay for cable. There's no reason for me to go out to see a movie. I mean, I love the movie-going experience. But like you said, if I'm paying $24 for two people to see a flick, I want some sort of, you know, experience. You know, I don't want people in there with their cell phones. I don't want little teenage kids, you know, yapping and stuff like that. I don't want people talking on the screen. You know, I paid, you know, close to $30 for this experience. I want my money's worth. And, you know, the theater going experience is not giving my money's worth now.
Now, so. I have at home a 50-inch
right
television, HD, mm-hmm, you know, Blu-ray, the PS3, surround sound. I mean, it's not movie size big, but I mean, you turn off the lights and put that thing and crank it up.
Right.
It is fly.
Right.
I mean, you're going to put Avatar in my system. Sure, it's not going to be Avatar. It doesn't have the 3D, you know, not yet. All these fake movies you could have in 3D, they'll come with, you know, with glasses and you can watch fake 3D.
Right.
It just looks fake the way it did in a movie theater.
It's just, I'm just mad that people keep on gouging us and giving us a bad product, but we keep on accepting the bad product.
Here's the thing, and they keep going, well, it costs more to make movies these days. It costs more to make it in 3D. Well, you're paying a star $20 million to be in some crappy film.
Exactly.
Like that. You didn't need Jim Carrey. You could have made a bad film without Jim Carrey. I don't even think Jim Carrey can make $20 million in a movie anymore. But I'm just saying, for what, your fake 3D? Tell you what, keep the fake 3D and charge me less.
I've been watching non-3D films for the last 30 years. I've survived, you know. And it's more expensive to make movies? No, it's not. It's cheaper to make movies now.
It is.
Because the technology is, you don't have to shoot on film. You can shoot on video. You can make it look like film. You know, that, what was that, that horror movie that came out last year?
Paranormal Activity. That
dude made that for $10,000. It made what, $50 million? Please.
It made $100 million.
It made $100 million?
Just here in the United States alone.
Right. Please tell me it takes more to make, it costs more to make movies.
But that's considered innovative.
Quote
unquote, innovative.
Dude set up a video camera. And how's that innovative?
Yeah, but he had to do, like, things. Like, make noises in the background.
Ooh, noises. Ah! Exactly. Oh, the dust in the house raising. I was so scared. I was so very scared. $10,000.
You know that's a horror movie. You know if we were in that movie. Second that Ouija board started moving, it was called fire. I'd be like, get out the house.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to follow me anywhere. I love you, honey, but.
It's like, well, I love you, but
that guy was not married.
I'm not in love with you.
Yeah, that guy was not married.
Yeah.
If it was my wife, I'd be like, oh, fine, let's go.
But he kept on pissing off the ghost.
He did.
He kept on.
But he's a guy. Guys like to do that sort of
thing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm not going to antagonize a ghost. It came back from the grave.
Well, maybe it's a demon. Maybe it was never alive in the first place.
Maybe it's a demon. Okay.
Anywho, if I was not married to that girl. All right?
Right.
I mean, her boobies were not that amazing where I'm like, I'm going to stay with you, honey. She was sort of a nag.
Yeah.
You know, and then they seriously, you're bringing demons and you're nagging me? And then I see you standing over me for 5 hours? I'm out.
That's a lot of baggage to bring, you know?
I'm out.
I got an ex-boyfriend, I got bad credit, and I got a demon following me. So if you want a piece of this, I'm all yours.
I work for like a first date, but after that, I ain't getting in no bed with no demon. Literally, he's right here behind me, and he's hot, all right? not hot like sexy hot, but he's like 400 degrees. I think my back's hair's tinged.
Right, right. But we're going off the rails.
We're going off the rails. I just think that in the end, these ticket prices are awful.
Right.
You know, and then they try to be like, piracy is bad. You know, don't, you're losing money if people are losing money if you pirate.
Well,
who's losing money? Not me.
I'm not losing money.
You're not losing money. They're losing money. Oh, the people who charge $97 for a ticket.
Right, exactly. Like, okay, you're losing money, but you also make $40 million a year. So I make significantly less than that a year, and I'm okay.
I make like $8 a year at this point.
Yeah, and
you know, as an entertainment reporter, my salary is nil. Get the hang with Jude Law.
Exactly.
But,
and what they don't understand is piracy is big because you charge so much for a
CD or a DVD or a movie.
Right. You know, if movies were reasonably priced and you actually, you know, policed the movies and like kicked the people out who were talking loud or the kids who sneak in, if you made it like $5 for a movie, I'd go to a movie every week.
Yeah. They used to even have cheap days. It, at AMC, you used to be able to go like a 4 o'clock movie for $5 and get a free popcorn.
You used to be able to use your student ID to get a discount. And now, only on Thursdays. And only from the hours of like
4 to 4:15.
Yeah, 4 to 4:15. It's like, really?
It's so, that's my whole big diatribe.
I hear you. I feel you on that.
I just don't get it when DVDs are coming out so quick, and they're even coming out quicker now.
Right, and then a lot of the releases are doing a dual thing where it's on demand the same day it's in the movie theater. It's like, okay, well, I can watch the same new release movie on my TV for less. Why? Your screen's not that big, and the popcorn doesn't taste that good.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we're going to get off our little diatribe here.
I hate you, Hollywood.
If you have a request and want to shut us up, 609-771-2554. Thanksgiving directors are going to be here at 11 o'clock. You have about an hour to watch the film.
I would watch that in the theaters.
Which is enough.
I would watch Thanksgiving.
And Cookie Jen's going to be in.
Cookie Jen.
She should be in shortly. I got a Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine. She teamed up with Dizzy Rascal for the Brit Awards and did You Got the Love, which is, you know, a great track anyways. So I got that, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Everybody wants to be famous. Nobody wants to be nameless. Aimless. People act shameless. Trying to live like entertainers. With the fat crib with the anchor. So the spare money that they ain't made yet. Got a band on tick that they ain't paid yet. Spend a paycheck in the West End on the weekend. Got no money by the end of the weekend. But they don't care because their life is a movie. Starring Louis V. Paid for by yours truly. Truthfully, it's a joke like a bad episode of Hollyoaks. Can't keep up with the governor. So they got bad credit living on direct. They be in debt. They still don't get it because they're too busy living the high life. The nightlife, hugging the highway, living large, and it all says.
Sometimes it seems the dawn is just too wrong. And things are wrong no matter what I do.
That's right.
Now and then it seems like life is just too much. You got the love I need to see me through.
Check it, yo. Let me take you down to London City where the attitude's bad. Don't know where it is. Everybody's on the paper chase. Just one big rat race. Everybody's got a screw face. So many two-faced. Checking the hat. They said they're ready to ride. I'm on the inside. Looking at the... So it's an accurate reflection. Citywide, northeast, west, and the south side. Everywhere I go, there's a rune on the corner. Got a searcher, got a city like a sauna. And it's getting warmer, and out of water. So the boys drop clear, bubble to a mourner. Mr. Politician, can you tell me the solution? What's the answer? What's the conclusion? Is it an illusion? Is it a mirage? I see youngers now because they're trying to live large and they all say.
Sometimes I feel like throw my head up in the air.
Everybody's in the clutch, trying to make it rain, but not for famine, just for the sake of.
sailing, but I see rough seas ahead. Maybe the recession and then the depression. In whatever profession, it's in my confession. I can't front, I'm in the forefront. Living for money, ready to start like a bungee jump. With no rope, but I ain't trying to see the bottom, because that's where I came from. I have forgotten.
You got the love.
Who's got the love?
You're listening to 91.3 WTSR from Kendall Hall at the College of New Jersey. If you have a request, call in at 609-771-2554 or instant message us at WTSRDJ. 91.3 WTSR is the place for your music. Open your mind.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. Electric Eclectic with Ryan and Jeff. I'm going to do our WTSR concert forecast right quick. Jeff's running in to do the concert forecast with me.
Yay!
April 1st, the Soft Pack will be performing at Mercury Lounge in New York, New York.
The Soft Pack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Friday, April 2nd, there's a lot of people. Vampire Weekend will be performing at the Electric Factory at Philadelphia, PA.
Vampire Weekend, eh?
Vampire Weekend.
It's two of my favorite things, vampires and weekend.
Wow. So you can wear, like, your wolf t-shirt or your Bella t-shirt.
Right, or three moon wolf t-shirt or something like that, or airplane on it.
You could start finishing off that arm tattoo.
Exactly.
Sleeve.
Full sleeve.
And
make sure you're wearing your horn-rimmed glasses.
Yeah. And that's the 2nd of April. Also, the Temper Trap. Yay, Temper Trap.
What?
You don't know the Temper Trap? They're awesome.
Are they?
Webster Hall, New York, New York. We play them all the time on the show.
Do we?
Yes.
I guess I'm drunk a lot.
And Wilco is going to be at the Wilmont Theater in Montclair, New Jersey.
There you go, Wilco.
There you go.
There we go.
Also, let's see, who else? On the 6th of April, it's a Tuesday, Alberta Cross, appearing with Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Oh, okay. Now, they are a band I can get behind.
Theater of the Living Arts in Philly. Also the same day, the 6th of April on Tuesday, Wallay, appearing with Kanon.
Two saviors of hip-hop.
Yes, at the Chalk in Philly.
Yeah,
so that's a show.
The 6th, that's a good day for music.
Yes. And Baron Heaven's is going to be at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn, New York.
I'm sorry, what was the name of that?
On April 9th. April 9th, it's a Friday. Baron Heaven.
Bear in Heaven.
Appearing with Cymbals Eat Guitars.
Cymbals Eat Guitar.
How do you come up with that name?
Let's come up with a name for a band right now.
Look around the studio.
Coloring book.
Vomits microphones.
Manifesto.
Yeah. There you go. That is the name of
That is the name of a group. It's copyrighted. If you want to use it, you're all good.
Well, we were diatribing so long that I love that word today. The music actually ran out. And we'll just do one more. Bad Lieutenant is at Webster Hall on April 21st.
Like the movie Bad Lieutenant?
Maybe they were sitting around like, what's the name of our band? Dude, we should call it Bad Lieutenant, like the movie we're watching with Harvey Keitel.
They should have just called it Harvey Keitel's penis.
I think they just called it Harvey Keitel.
That's not a bad name.
It's not a bad name for a group.
Right.
We copyrighted that, too. If you would like to include an event on the WTSR concert forecast, email us at WTSR@tcnj.edu. And that's it for our concert forecast, because I know everyone's running out to buy tickets right now.
Oh, my God, I got to get Baron Heaven.
Like, Florence and the Machine is, what, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They're not on here. Florence and the Machine are here.
Right. They're playing in New Jersey. I'm sorry, playing in Philly and in New York. They're playing at TLA. She's playing at TLA, and she's also playing at Hangar 5 or Studio 5, one of those places in New York.
I would just go to her website.
Yeah.
She rocks. No offense to any of the groups here, but I'd rather see her twice than see any of these bands once.
Well, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Have you heard Black Rebel Motorcycle Club?
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club?
Blah, 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 blah.
I kind of heard that one time. All right. Jeff's going to go type some stuff up. Cookie Jen should be in the studio shortly. I have Jedward coming up next.
Jedward.
I put this video actually on my personal Facebook page. It's a song that is number one right now in Ireland, and I really think it's going to be number one everywhere soon. I do. It's a remake. It's called Under Pressure. Jedward with Vanilla Ice. 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
Something press a hold of me tightly, though, like a heartburn daily and nightly. Will I ever stop? Yo, I don't know.
problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you, no manners for. Under pressure, that burns a building down. It's a family in two, puts people on streets. Bob it, bob it, do it, eat it. That's okay, it's the tale of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends scream.
Jumping with the bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, you're not quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, time to go solo. In my 5.0, rack top down so my hair can blow. Girlies on standby, waving just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next stop. The block was dead, Joe, so I continued to
A1A, Beachfront Avenue. Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you. Don't matter for. Under pressure.
Emergency. There's a patient by the name of Razi, and there must be something she can do. My heart is broken in two. I don't wanna see no doc. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. I'll take my pills from Seattle. The woman in my wine bless me all over. Need one of them to bring my medication. It's Mr. C, and you know what I need. I need for you to make my house your destination, cause I may need a sexual healing. I need you to bless my anatomy. Need you to bring the cure for my body. So come check for me. Mr. Richie is in need, and I can't wait to receive my nightcap machine. Try your best just to make it quick. Woman, tend to the sick. I'm not well. I know there must be something you can do. My heart is broken in two. Well, I don't wanna see no doc. I need attendance from my nurse around.
Rozzy High Power 91.3 WTSR. Open your mind. Hey, it's Electric Eclectic. Ryan and Jeff. Jeff's in the other room typing some stuff up for his Secret Ninja thing that he's going to do. Actually, he's running back in. He heard the voices going, and he's like, "What? You on the radio without me? I'm running."
My hip hurts from running.
Yeah, like it was that far.
It's 10 feet.
10 feet, man. You're old.
I am old.
All right. I am going to play something I've never actually played on the program before.
What is it?
I'm going to play some Metallica.
Did someone call in for some Metallica?
No, no one actually called in for Metallica. I'm just going to play Metallica.
I love Metallica.
I've been in the mood to listen to this song.
Okay.
And how much time do we got?
I got time, man. I got 2 hours.
No, I'm trying to think. We got to play the top of the hour. I don't know. I'm going to school y'all for a second. If you ever wonder why at the top of the hour, every radio station's like, hey, 91.3 WTSR, 96.7, your mama. Like, you know, they always say it's the law. They actually have to, within 1 minute before or after of the top of the hour, play a station ID.
Ah, so in case people forgot.
Who they're listening to.
Right, exactly.
Because it's not all over. I mean, maybe it's an old school rule back from like the 30s. They had little turn dials and, oh, the shadow's on. The
Shadow Knows, starring Orson Welles.
And who else was famous from the radio days?
I don't know. Racism.
Racism. Tonight on The Shadow, Blackie.
Otherwise, it's got to be black. It was probably Asians.
They didn't have no Asians back in the 30s.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
Who do you think built the railroad?
Yeah, that was like 1880s, first of all. Second of all, they just threw them off a cliff when they were done. They were like, we're done with, what do you want to do with these guys? Toss them off the cliff. We're done.
Wow, just like that, huh?
Dude, I saw Blazing Saddles.
Mate, oh, don't get me started on that racist ass movie.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie, but it's just, really?
Dude, Richard Pryor wrote that film.
Richard Pryor wrote that film?
Yes, he did, with Mel Brooks.
All right, then. I was having this conversation the other day with a friend, and we were like, yeah, it's a hilarious movie. It's a great movie. But just the fact that Mel Brooks, you know, was involved, it's just like,
man, that movie was controversial then, even like it is now. Like, it still is, because it is. It's a racist movie, but it is funny. And yeah, Richard Pryor wrote that film.
All right, well, yeah, that explains a lot.
Has screenplay credit.
Here's the thing. You remember the Super Bowl party?
No.
Okay.
At Cookie Jen's house,
right? We come over, right? And the kids are watching Blazing Saddles.
Right.
And I was like, little kids, I'm talking like, you know, 4 or 5. I was like, should they be watching Blazing Saddles? And like, wasn't the TBS version. It was the DVD version.
Oh, 3 years ago, I'd say they have to learn how to treat black people sometime.
Oh.
But now.
Wow.
Now they have to learn where the people who oppressed them came from and why they're so angry with us and why they've taken over the world.
We have. It's a takeover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why Obama's pushing free healthcare, right?
Why?
So every white person has to go in and get these shots.
Oh, it's mandatory to get this shot, Whitey.
What? Ow! I don't feel so good. And Obama's like, he's really the Lex Luthor of the world. And all of a sudden, white people start dying. He's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, it must have been a bad batch for white people.
See, I'm going to go outside.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm going to see the rioting that's going on right now, because you've blown the lid off everything. And all your people are just going to start rioting and just burning.
My people, I'm Puerto Rican, dude. We're going to sit at home going, Vato, what are people talking about, man?
I love how you're like, when it suits you, you're Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
Or Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Or Irish.
Well, Jewish is a religion.
All right. Okay. We'll let that.
It's not a nationality.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it might as well be.
It's a religion.
Yeah.
It's like, I come from Christianity. I mean, Christianity ain't a place.
Yes, it is.
Where?
It's in the sky.
It's in the sky. I didn't know hell was up there.
Oh, snap.
That's what I love about South Park. Everyone who dies goes to hell. Everybody.
It looks like a fun place. I mean, they got parties.
They do have parties. Like the luau?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they had that one party on Earth. Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls. Yeah. If you don't know your pop culture, you should not be listening to the show.
Yeah. it's not even like we're doing a radio show. It's just we're having a conversation with each other.
People like us, though.
Do they?
Like, people are always like, you and Jeff are great together. And I'm like, well, yeah, he's all right, I guess.
He's okay. I mean, I put up with his BS. Yeah. He buys me coffee in the morning.
Hey, we both pay for coffee. All right, I got to do the
top of the hour.
And then we're going to do some Metallica. If you have a request, 609-771-2554.
We love you.
Hit us up, 91.3 WTSR.
Open your mind.
You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR in Trenton, your home for music, news, and community information, a broadcast service of the College of New Jersey and the School of the Arts and Communication. Join us weekdays from midnight to 6 p.m. for alternative music, or evenings and weekends for a variety of specialty shows. Open your mind. We are interested in what you think. We are on the web at www.wtsr.org, and you can reach us at wtsr@tcnj.edu.
Counting.
Hey, I'm Mike Leatherwood.
And I'm Tom Taylor.
Join us for the Mike and Tom Awesome Show every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. as we play the best in alternative rock from the 90s and today.
We play all your favorites and take all your requests. That's every Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on 91.3 FM WTSR or online at WTSR.org.